USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short course in the outcome of the midterm elections. Democrats projected to win control of the U.S. House, while Republicans are expected to retain their majority in the U.S. Senate. U.S. Senator from Texas Ted Cruz besting a Democratic challenge from Beto O'Rourke, and then saying of his challenger,
"Millions across this state were inspired by his campaign. They didn't prevail, and I am grateful the people of Texas chose a different path. But let me say to all of those who worked on his campaign, all of those who were inspired, that I am your senator as well. My responsibility is to represent every Texan."
In Florida, Republican Ron DeSantis is the apparent winner of the governor's race, besting Democratic mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, who's conceded. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Republicans are beaming as they retain control of the U.S. Senate after predictions that there was a chance Democrats could regain control of that chamber. Democrats have regained control of the U.S. House of Representatives. And the House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says,
"Elections are about the future and what we do for our children's future. So thank you all for making the future better for all of America's children. God bless you."
Meanwhile, exit polling indicates that President Trump was on the minds of many American voters, especially as they were casting their votes for U.S. House of Representatives seats. 26% of voters say they cast their ballots to support President Trump, but 38% said they cast their votes to show their opposition. Another third said President Trump wasn't a factor in their decisions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Voters across the nation not just choosing names on the midterm election ballots. There were also some questions, including in Alabama, where voters approved a constitutional amendment that could restrict abortions in that state. The amendment was passed by a wide majority. It secures, in its words, the rights of unborn children, supporting the sanctity of unborn life. It also stipulates there are no protections for abortion rights in the state Constitution. If the landmark Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court decision would ever be overturned, that new amendment in Alabama could pave the way for the state to outlaw abortion. The FBI is searching for a suspect who took a North Carolina girl from outside of her home. Officials say 13-year-old Hanya Aguilar was last seen near the Rosewood Mobile Home Park in Lumberton at about 7 a.m. yesterday as she was waiting for her family to arrive. The North Carolina Highway Patrol canvassing the area, witnesses telling police they saw a man with a yellow bandana covering his face force her into a nearby vehicle. There's a reward out of $15,000 for help in finding her. And recapping our top story, it looks like Democrats will be getting control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but not of the U.S. Senate. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.